Speaking of art on campus, there's going to be a really cool event tonight. You can head to the Stone Center at UNC from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the opening reception for a new art exhibit they've got there called Do or Die Affect Ritual Resistance, featuring Atlanta-based artist Fahamu Peku. It's going to be there at the reception, and you can get more info on the exhibit online at stonecenter.unc.edu. Dr. Peku also joins us here now in the studio to talk about the exhibit. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
So tell us, first of all, before we get to the exhibit, about yourself and your work.
Sure. So I am a visual artist, performance artist, public scholar. My work centers on representations of Black masculinity and sort of destabilizing the stereotypes around representations in Black masculinity.
With yourself as the subject a lot of times.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I do use my body, yeah. But I'm always very clear to point out that they're not self-portraits. So for me, the work that I'm doing is more performative. When I appear in the work, I'm appearing as a character, mm-hmm. Who is sort of, you know, doing a sort of drag of different ideas or representations of Black masculinity and sort of undoing them, you know, deconstructing them from the inside out.
Yeah, because they're very similar to representations that kind of appear ubiquitously in popular
exactly.
culture,
exactly.
And just kind of depicting them from a different angle and a different light just completely changes and undercuts the meaning.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had a chance to read your book, Visible Man, recently, and it's fascinating, and the art is incredible.
Thank you.
What inspires you for each individual project that you do?
So my inspiration generally comes from just observation, you know, engaging with some of the dialogues and discussions that are happening in popular culture, you know, conversations that I'm having with young men in my community. You know, I'm also a professor, so it's conversations that come up in the courses that I teach. And the idea for me is always about expanding the ways that we conceive of Black masculinity. Again, you know, often those representations are very limited. They're very restricting and constricting. And so what I attempt to do is to try to get to the very complex and complicated humanity and realities of this experience of this Black male body.
What are some of the conversations that you've had that have inspired your art?
Sure. So one of the projects that has been sort of ongoing for a few years is a project called Gravity. And Gravity serves as a double entendre in this work. It refers, of course, to the physical concept of gravity, you know, the what goes up must come down, mm-hmm. But also the gravity as in the grave and serious nature which we talk about things. And so as it relates to Black men, that language is often very negative. You know, we hear a lot of statistics and facts that are being spewed about Black male potential. And, you know, you as a Black man myself growing up, I heard these things my entire life to the point where it was almost like, what am I trying for if, you know, my fate is already sealed? And so the question that the Gravity series asks is, you know, if we talked about our young Black men differently, could they defy gravity? Could they do something other than the things that we've sort of like presupposed about their potential? I just recently opened a show in Paris called Of Crowns and Kings, which centers on expression of Black men through their hair. So we often talk about Black women in their hair, but never really about Black men and how hair figures for us. And this really kind of came up as a result of conversations about the barbershop as a sacred space where Black men can go and feel liberated and not feel judged. You know, you can have all kinds of conversations. You can have all types of engagements. And really, literally, when you sit in that barber chair, it's like being in a throne. You get transformed from a man to a king, you know. And so I literally have taken vintage barber chairs and deconstructed them and then recomposed them as thrones.
Oh, nice.
I began to do research on traditional hairstyles from the continent of Africa and juxtapose them onto contemporary black male bodies to talk about the sort of heritage, no pun intended.
Fully intended. Come on.
But to talk about the sort of legacies of hair and expression that continue to manifest in the way that we present ourselves.
We're speaking with Dr. Fahamu Peku again. Do or Die: Affect, Ritual, Resistance is the art exhibit that's opening tonight at the Stone Center on the UNC campus. More on that in just a second. And we were talking just a couple of minutes ago about the image play in your work and the way in which you take these kind of standard popular culture images and undercut them. There's also a lot of wordplay and language play in your work as well. And just in terms of the discussion about the barbershop, it's important because of the conversations that go on there. So tell us about your work with words as well.
As a child growing up, I had two loves, drawing and rapping, and so wordplay, language, poetry has always been, near and dear to my heart. And for me, I always think about the majesty of words. Words matter, but words are also matter. Like, what we say, we can manifest in the world. And so I really enjoy the act and the art of taking words and phrases and recontextualizing them, breaking them apart, stretching them out, and allowing us to be able to read new meanings into things that we, throw around every day, which are words. I always joke around and say that words are magic, because literally when you're writing words, you're casting spells, and so I perform what I call surrealist poetry, where I do these kind of deconstructions of words and phrases and incorporate them into my paintings and artworks.
That's awesome. Yeah. Spelling, right? Yeah, awesome. So with all of that in mind, the exhibit at the Stone Center is Do or Die: Affect, Ritual, Resistance. People go to the Stone Center to see it. What will they experience?
So this exhibition is actually my PhD dissertation, which engages with what I call the spectacle of Black death. And so historically, the images and the visual culture around Black identity has been intertwined with the specters of death as a means of both control and coercion. So, the threat of violence and the threat of death is used to get you to perform a certain kind of way. And over time, this spectacle has perverted our relationship with death to the point where a lot of Black people cease to live full, thriving lives because you're so transfixed, by your own destruction, by forces outside of your own control. And so what this body of work attempts to do is to return us to an understanding of the relationship between life and death that we had previous to the imposition of slavery and that kind of violence, and to get us to understand our place within the delicate balance between life and death. And so the work references the Yoruba cosmology known as Ifa as a way for us to think about, life and death in our spiritual bodies as a means of ushering in hope and healing.
I was going to ask, how do you take all that and make it visual?
So, a lot of, in my research and just in my, experiences, a lot of Black expression is always visual, first and foremost. From dancing to the way people talk, we often talk with our hands and things like that. So it's always a very visual thing. I've kind of throughout my career mined popular culture, media, marketing, and use that as ways to sort of compose my ideas. And so you get a sense of like posters or album covers or, those kinds of things when you see my work. It's composed very similarly because we relate to those things in a really particular kind of way. And so these paintings incorporate elements of hip-hop culture, elements of the Yoruba sort of body and iconography, but all in a way that allows us to not look at these African legacies as something distant, but as something that's very much connected to us right here now.
Speaking again with Fahamer Peku, again, the exhibit is going to be opening tonight at 7:30 at the Stone Center on the UNC campus. It's called Do or Die, Affect, Ritual, or Resistance. Opening reception is tonight, and everyone's invited to that. stonecenter.unc.edu for more information. And as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that people need to know about you, about the exhibit?
About me, I'm very happy to be here. Looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Again, stonecenter.unc.edu for more info on the exhibit. Fahamer Peku, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.